The Inspector General of the Environmental Protection Agency says the agency ignored scientific evidence and violated its own rules in setting new limits on mercury pollution. Critics say the agency bowed to pressure from industry and the White House. NPR's David Malikoff has the story.
The IG's report comes just a month before EPA is due to issue new controls on mercury, a toxic metal spewed into the air by power plants that burn coal. Mercury accumulates in fish and other foods and can cause brain damage and birth defects. To reduce the risks, last year the EPA laid out plans to slash mercury emissions by about 70% over the next few decades. Critics say a 90% cut is possible, and in a report released yesterday, the agency's internal watchdog says there's some science to back that view. The inspector general says EPA officials ignored evidence that bigger, faster mercury cuts may be technically feasible.
It's a very damning report. The EPA inspector general essentially said that EPA staff were told to ignore legal requirements to arrive at a predetermined, politically driven outcome.
Emily Figdor is an activist with the Public Interest Research Group in Washington. She opposes the EPA plan, saying it reflects the administration's industry-friendly approach to environmental regulation. She says another problem with the new rule is that EPA ignored warnings that it won't do enough for children.
EPA's own Children's Health Advisory Committee wrote to EPA several times during this rulemaking process saying that it didn't adequately protect children's health, and EPA did not respond to their concerns.
In a written reply to the report, EPA Clean Air Administrator Jeffrey Homestead rejects the charge, saying the agency is working with the Children's Health Panel. And he says the agency considered all available technologies for mercury cuts before setting the 70% goal. Power industry groups say EPA Inspector General Nikki Tinsley, who was appointed by President Bill Clinton, is just playing politics. Scott Siegel is an attorney who represents power companies.
I mean, if you think about it, the Inspector General herself is a certified public accountant. She's not an expert on the science of mercury, and so her attempt to backward engineer the rulemaking process is simply beyond the technical expertise of the Inspector General's office.
Tinsley was not available for comment, but in her report, she recommends that EPA make a fresh start and rewrite the mercury rules. The agency says it is still planning to meet a March 15th deadline for their release. EPA officials say they have revisited some of the issues raised in the report, but that they stand by their basic proposal. Industry attorney Scott Siegel says that the disagreement may not be as great as it seems.
What appears to be rancorous debate on mercury is actually a process of near consensus. All of the parties agree that there will be a new mercury rule or legislation. All agree that that new proposal for mercury will include substantial reductions in mercury emissions. The only question is, should the emissions be at the 70% level or the 90% level?
The importance of that 20% depends on where you're standing. For industry, a 70% cut means a huge savings in pollution control costs. For environmentalists, it means a missed opportunity to get the toxic metal out of the food supply. Congress, which is currently trying to rewrite the nation's clean air rules, will have the final word. David Malikoff, NPR News.